Move to item five.
Item number five is the 2012 appropriation fund transfer packet.
And Mr. Cady, you handed out an amended version or one portion of it?
Mr. Chairman, there was a fund transfer that was reviewed last month that was laid over. It was A7. I think under this month it would be A1 that's in front of you. The amendment that I passed out was developed, I believe, as a recommendation by the comptroller, reviewed by the Department of Administrative Services, and they've agreed with this approach. What it would do would be to create a new capital improvement project for the zoo interchange for which to house the expenditure and revenue expenses and receipts for that. So the legal fees would then be deposited in there and would be paid out of that new capital improvement project. As you know, the remainder of the $1.1 million in revenue would go to the economic development contribution to the reserve, as was anticipated in the 2012 adopted budget.
And I noted there was a change from $200,000 to $240,000 and from $989,000. Can you just explain that?
Well, it's just current expenditures for legal fees are approximately $200,000. We expect those to be, for this existing costs and other additional costs, to be at least $240,000. So we basically put the remainder of the proceeds into this capital into the capital account to account for anticipated future expenditures with respect to this multi-year project.
Any questions or comments on this item? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. That's for discussion last month when we had the $200,000, and I just want to mention, please, that there's a lot of negotiations going on here on this quadrant with the whole zoo interchange DOT situation. We're heavily involved with the state and other people here to expand this. And this is when we go into contracts. This is something that we really hoped would happen, that we'd have money then to be able to use in economic development, but also replacement, the greenhouses, which are down really to one, now able to go over to Mitchell, where they originally intended to be in the very beginning. So these expenses are necessary, and I guess I'm particularly happy to see, after living for the last decade in all the very complex and difficult decisions on the county grounds, but I'm happy to point out this is one, and a little latitude, thank you, Mr. Chairman, on some reaping of benefits we finally getting here. We got $5 million for UWM. We got $300,000 last month for Connell Avenue. We just got $650,000 for Ronald McDonald for their expansion, which I think was a reasonable one. We all agreed on that, and that's coming up. We passed that already in economic development, 7-0. And now we have $1 million here, too. So I guess I'm just happy to see some of these things really come to fruition and some money and some substantial money is coming into Milwaukee County coffers, and this is a good example of it, and I hope there'll be more. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anything else, Mr. Camels, that you would like to share from this report?
Not on this transfer.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
A motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, I think the appropriate motion might be to move substitution of the fund transfer that's been distributed for A1.
Can we do that by unanimous consent?
Okay.
Is there any objection to including the substitute, which was handed out by Mr. Cady as part of the package? If not, then we'll have Supervisor Johnson's motion to approve as amended.
Substitute resolution. It's now substitute. It's now part of the packet. It's part of the review of all of the fund transfers. If you'd like to take separate action on this, you may, or you could take action on all the appropriation transfers.
Does anybody else have any questions on the rest of the packet or
separate actions?
You want separate action?
That's all I'm asking.
Right. So it doesn't appear that anybody needs separate action, so we can take it all as a group and take one vote.
Supervisor Johnson, the motion is then to approve them all.
Yes.
Thank you. On the motion for approval of the whole packet, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Loma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 8-0.
Item 6.